Okay. Tonight it's time to go back to basics. It's time to go back to thoughts that we know, thoughts that we are obvious to us. But tonight, if we haven't started for the past month, tonight is the night we have to start. Some of the notes that Kalem on Shulchan Aruch call tonight the beginning of the Yomim Noraim, the minug of thousands upon thousands of Klal Yisrael, getting up in the middle of the night tonight, not going to sleep, coming. We think of the tradition, we think of the cities in Europe where they used to go around in the night, Slichas, Slichas. So much tradition, so much magic on this night. We just have to inculcate the messages, the magic, and put it into our lives. Mesulas Yesharim mentions at the beginning of his Sefer, something that we have to think about every second of our life. And as he writes, there's nothing, no chidushim. It's obvious, but it has to be reviewed. So we'll review it a little bit. In the past, in this slot, we've spoken about specific midos. Tonight it's just more general words. Says the Ramchal, Yisod ha-chasidus v'shorish ha-avodah tamima. What is the shorish? What is the root of it all? The root of everything, we have to think about what our purpose in being here is. Every once in a while, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana, gives us a gift. The night of Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other nation that has a built-in automatic time to reflect, to think about our lives, to stop and not when, you know, there's just a midlife time period where, oh, what have I been doing for 20 years? We have every year, three times a day you could say, but for sure every year, where an entire nation is focused on this question, on the title of the chapter, My Chovas Hoda Adam Ba'olamo. What am I doing here? I'm doing mitzvahs. Okay, what's the purpose of mitzvahs? Why am I doing mitzvahs? What's the purpose? Vihine, where it's underlined. Masha Arenu Chachamenu Zachronim Levracha. What is the purpose of what we're supposed to achieve in this world? Who? Sheha Adam Lo Nivra Ela Lehisaneg Al Hashem. The purpose of the world, the reason that we're recreated, was to live a life which will earn us a place next to Hashem for eternity. That's everything we do in life. In order to accomplish in this world, so that we earn our place for eternity. We mentioned in last year's Haggadah Shir. The Chafetz Chaim once asked somebody, in 100 years from now, I'm going to be in one place. I'm going to be in that place in 1,000 years from now too. And in 10,000 years from now. And in 1,000,000 years from now. Because whatever place we earn and we create for ourselves in this world, that's going to be where we will be forever. And that's the purpose of the world, is to create that place. That is the greatest tainuk, the greatest pleasure. We can't even fathom what it means. And it's scary, because we have no idea what it is. Even though we know intellectually that it's something that we yearn for and that's good. But we don't know what it is. So we're striving to earn something that we don't understand. But that's what life's about. Because there's a lot in life that we don't understand. But we do know that this is what life is about, says the Ramchal. Kuhu anikihu umakom ha'idun hazeh be'emesu olam haba. The place where we earn it for is an Olam Haba, is in the next world. Olam Haba, the Rambam says, doesn't mean in a world that will be created. Olam Haba. It means Haba for us. It's there now, today. But a person goes there after 120 years. Our Olam Haba. Ki hu anivra bahachana hamitztareches l'davar zeh. It is created with the preparation that goes into it. As the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, line 6, ha'olam hazeh doma l'pruzdar b'fnei Olam Haba. This entire lifetime is a hallway. It's a hallway. Imagine people go to a wedding and they set up shop in the hallway. They bring the table into the hallway. The waiters come in the hallway. Everything's the hallway. Somebody will come. Hello, the ballroom's down the hall. This isn't it? This isn't everything? I thought this is the goal. Sometimes we get caught up and we think that something in Olam Hazeh is the goal and we focus so much on it. And we forget that we're not there yet. The tools that we use to get to this goal, Hema Mitzvos, Asher Tziva Alein Arkel Yisbarach Shemo. We have 613 ways to get there. There are 613 ways to bring us closer to help achieve that goal. But this is the only place where we could do those mitzvos. Umaka Masiyas HaMitzvos Huraka Olam Azeh. This world. Alkein Usama Adam Bazeh Olam. That's why we're here. Why did Hashem create the world? And we were the last creation. So obviously you save the best for that. Everything was created and now Adam is there. Right? Everything is there and then you bring. Right? When you have a big Rebbe that comes to speak, everybody gets gathered there first and then the Rebbe comes in. Because everybody's been mechaber the Rebbe. So the whole world was created and then Hashem brought us. Because the whole world is for us to use everything in the world in order to serve Him, to get close to Him. That's why it's here. That's why Hashem created the world so we could earn it. So that all of the ways that happen to be put in our way, we could earn, we could get to our Olam Haba. Not just, call Yisrael Yisrael Chelek Olam Haba. But there's a Chelek and there's a Chelek. We want to be what Chazal call a Nochel Olam Haba. Not just a Chelek. We want to get a special portion. And that's what our purpose of the world is. Continues the Ramchal. Life is about this challenge, and he even calls it this battle. Because Hashem gives us all the tools, but he gives us challenges also. He doesn't want it to be easy. He wants us to earn it. He wants us to be able to accomplish. I've quoted in the past the beautiful Sadeh Mashal. It's a true story. It's quoted in the biography of Rav Shradron. Rav Shradron was once in Shkiach in the yeshiva, and one time there was a boy that was missing. He's missing from a night seder. One night, okay, something happened. Two nights in a row. He wasn't there at night. So next morning, he asks him, you know, where have you been? He says, Rebbe, he says, no, just don't ask me, please. I'll be here next week. I'd rather not talk about it. Just, you know, next week. He says, no, please try me. I'm a very understanding person. I'm the Magid, you know, I'm an understanding person. You know, just tell me. He's like, no, please. He says, okay. Rebbe, this week, if you know what soccer is? There's the World Cup finals this week. And, you know, I really, just this week, I just have to. I love soccer. And, you know, next week I'll be there. Rav Shradron turns to him and says, what's soccer? What's soccer? Did he grow up in this planet? He asked me what soccer is. I don't know what soccer. He says, soccer is, you have two teams, you have two nets on the opposite sides, you kick the ball into the net, then you score. So Rav Shradron says, what's so hard about kicking a ball into a net? Just take the ball and kick it into the net. So this guy thinks, like, the Talmud says, I don't know what this Rebbe... He says, okay, he says, no, there's a goalie there. There's somebody who's blocking you that's trying to get it to not go into the net. So Rav Shradron says, what, he's there all the time? Why don't you go at 1 o'clock in the morning? Like now, right, when he's not there, and kick the ball into the net. So Rav Shradron says, I know what you're talking... So the Talmud says, what's this Rebbe thinking? No! You don't get points if you score at 1 o'clock in the morning. There's no goalie there. You only get points. It only counts if there's the goalie there, if there's a challenge in front of you, and then you score. So then it counts. He says, oh. So only when there's a challenge in front of you, only when there's something blocking, only then it counts. Only then it's really worthwhile. And the story quoted is that he was in Seder the next night. Because that's what life's about. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tools, but it's our job to accomplish and to try to overcome any challenges that we might have. The Slonim HaRebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom in source number 2, tells us there's a difference between who we are and how we are defined externally. It says the Nesiv HaShalom, based on a Zohar, quotes a Zohar. With a Zohar, Rabbi Yochai says, "Ad emas nesef b'kaima dekad samcha." How long are you going to be leaning on one side? Very unusual. Zohar lines are difficult to understand. So the Siva Shalom explains it. What does it mean, leaning to one side? He says there are two ways that we could exist in life. Even as, if you look from the outside, we're learning and we're doing mitzvos and we're involved with our families, there are two ways that we could exist. In the bottom of the paragraph. Number one,
Mipnei shekol toraso b'avodaso hasur meirav ha'asei tov banui al mikre ve'eno mitzius shel etzem.
Number one, it's all external. We go through the motions, we do what we have to do, we do what Hashem wants, but it's kind of a facade. It's kind of like a cover. It's not the real, it's not my kishkes. And if there's any time where I could remove this, if I'm on vacation, if there's some way that I could get out of this then, and I could dream about it, then I would. That's one time of existence. Gamimu ben Tora ubalavodu midos tovos. Even if I'm learning and midos tovos, but if it's all mikre, it's all external, it's not part of me, that it's not going to last. And if there ever becomes, as we have talking, a higher, a greater challenge, it might not remain. The next line. Maybe it's based on a certain influence, maybe it's based on other factors, but if those factors disappear, we have to make ourselves not just on the outside. We have to put the Torah and the Ben Torah and the Avoda and the Midos part of who we are. Part of how we define ourselves. Like the Gadol that asked his Talmud, you know, so what are you doing? He says, I work in such and such a place, and I have this and I have that, and I... No, what are you doing? No, what do you mean? What are you doing? He asks. He's asking me about his Avodas Hashem. I'm a Ben Torah. I'm an Eved Hashem. How is that area of my life? We must become God-centric as much as we can. Most of our life focuses on us, what we need, what we want to accomplish. We need to be as much as we can God-centric, being in the God zone as much as we can. Now, many times, just as a siman, which brachas of Shmon Asrei do we have the most kavan in? Atachonein, Refainu, Slachwanu, maybe at this time of year, Re'eva Anyenu. What about Kabbash Shofar and Velamosh and V'lir Shalayim Ircha and Asamach David? Those are more like cruise control. Right? Those aren't as personal. You know, let me get to Shema Koleinu. We're almost there yet? Okay, we wake up by Shema Koleinu again. But that's only because we're focusing on ourselves. And as we're heading towards Malchios, at this time of year, we have to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our mind as much as we can. It's an amazing thought of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Kahati quotes it in Brachas. On the Mishnah in the second parak, where the Mishnah talks about saying Kriya Shema, the language of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, there's a reason that he should be potter from Kriya Shema, without getting into the details. The language of the Mishnah is, Eini shomea lachem, levatel mimeni afilu sha'achas, kabbalah somalcha shamayim. I'm not going to listen to you, even to nullify, to be mevatel, malcha shamayim, even for a moment. What does that mean? Eini shomea lachem, levatel mimeni? Explains Rav Chaim Volozhin, on line 2 in source number 3. Keragil nasun ha'adam ba'ol asakav ha'yom yomiyim. Generally in life, we're involved in life, everything that we do. U'malcho shakua tamid binyani chulin. We're involved in our world. And when we have to say Kriya Shema, or when we have to daven, or we have to bench, we have to get out of our life and go into the benching mode, into the davening mode, into the Kriya Shema mode. That's naturally what most of us have to do, and it's hard. By the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman once said, it's harder to bench properly than to say Shmon Esrei properly. A lot of truth to that statement. Shmon Esrei weren't shul with davening, benching. It's harder to bench properly, said Rav Shlomo Zalman, than to say Shmon Esrei properly. But anyway, says the Rav Chaim Volozhin. So usually we're in the world, and then we have to get out of our state in order to bench, to daven, to the chulu. But Rabbi Gamliel, who made the statement, it was the opposite. He was there. He was God-centric. He was always focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything he did. So what does he say to his Talmidim? Ein shomei lachem levatel mimeni. For him not to say Kriya Shema would be changing the state that he was in. That's the goal, though. It's Rabbi Gamliel, one of the great Tanoim. But at least the ideal. At least a few more minutes a day to try to realize that we could do it. We could be God-centric. And we can do it. We mentioned a number of years ago, in a Shabbos HaGadol Shir, the Rav Soloveitchik's Ha'ara, we say in the Haggadah, Avadim Hayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, why is it Avadim Hayinu L'Paro and not Avde Paro Hayinu? Avadim Hayinu L'Paro? What do you mean? Avde Paro. Just like we say, Halleluk Halleluk Avde Hashem in Hallel. Why do we say Avadim Hayinu L'Paro and Avde Hashem? Explains Rav Soloveitchik with another question. Why was the first vision that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the sneh, the burning bush? Out of all the ways that Hashem could have appeared to Moshe, He shows him the burning bush that's not being burnt. Moshe Rabbeinu had given up on Klal Yisrael. They're not worthy. They wanted to kill me. He's been gone for many decades. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't give up on my Klal Yisrael. There's burning outside, but inside is pure, is whole. It's shalem. The kishkas of Am Yisrael are perfect and pure and tahar. Just on the outside, it looks like it's burning. Avadim hayinu liparo. It's not an identification with Paro and the Egyptians. It's a social status that they find themselves in now. Avadim liparo. It's not Avde Paro. Avde Paro would be in a total identification with Paro. That's not Am Yisrael. Avadim ayinu liparo. Hashem, Avde, what they become? Avde Hashem. Not Avadim Lashem. Avde Hashem, because that's defining. That's who we are. We are Avde Hashem, and we could do it. And we could focus on it. The first and last words that we say every day of our lives are supposed to be to Hashem. Moda'at, the first words out of my mouth. Not any other phrase of what I think about when the alarm is going off in the morning. Right? The first words, Moda'ani lefanecha. The first word of Pincus points out. The first word is not ani. Second word is ani. First word is moda. Moda'ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayam. The last words we say, hamapil. The first, that couches our existence every single day of our life. And that's what it has to be. Just one final thought that we should be thinking about before we start. The Motzoi Menucha Kidamnucha Tchila. The Nesiv Yisholem in that same piece has a beautiful idea relating to the Mechilta in Yisro. The Mechilta says, Rashi quotes it, Anochi v'lo Hashem alakecha v'lo yielacha v'dibur echa namru. The first two dibros were said in one breath. Something that we can't understand. We can only say one thing at a time. Kadosh Baruch Hu can say two things at the same time. Believe in me, don't believe in other gods. What's the message of that? Those two being said at the exact same time? Anochi v'lo yielacha. So he says based on the Ramban, even though he doesn't quote the Ramban. He's talking about the Ramban. Anochi Hashem alakecha is the first of all mitzvahs asay, which had root have ahava. Ahavas Hashem, the Ramban says, is the motivator for mitzvahs asay. I do something for someone because I love. Lo yielacha is the root of all lo sa'aseis, which is a function of yiras Hashem. I fear, therefore I don't do. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that throughout our lives, every day, every week, every month, every year, we have to have and work on these opposite emotions that we have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if we don't have feelings, he quotes an unbelievable Tikkuni Zohar, line 12, if we go through the motions of mitzvos without the Ava and the Yira behind, it's like trying to fly without wings. Like how far could you go if you don't have the wings? Somebody jumps off a high point. Below Godfin de lo parches la'ela. Without wings, doesn't fly high. Kabbalah so malchus shamayim, our relationship with Hashem, requires of us to have these opposite feelings. And that's why he says many psukim in the Torah. We have Ata Reisol Adas, Ki Hashem, Hu Elokim, Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Chesed, and love. Is Elohim, it's the same Hashem, which engenders Yira, Einon Milvado, many psukim. And he says, that's the Gemara also in Meseches Brachas, that there's only three Avos. Ein Avos Elishlosha, Avram, Yisrael, and Yaakov. Why isn't David an Av? Why isn't Yosef an Av? Only Avram, Yisrael, and Yaakov. Because Avram is all about Avas Hashem. Avram Oava, Yitzchak is about Yiras Hashem, and acting with fear and trepidation, the Akedah, the sacrifice. and Yaakov is the blend. And we are B'nai Yaakov, we are B'nai Yisrael. And throughout our lives, we have to work on and think about everything Hashem does for us and Asalitein Din V'cheshbon, these two opposite feelings. And he even talks about that's the Akedah, where the Ava and the Yira came together, what we read about on Rosh Hashanah. Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav. They went together. Because it was an Ava and a Yira that created it. Line 21. Vayideze yisachdu yachan midas hachesed vahagvura dainu Ava v'yira. So then, out of that came the Bechir HaAvos, came Tiferes, came Yaakov Avinu. Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav. That's the Akedah, and that's what we read about on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Because that's what we have to realize. Hashem loves us, and we need to love Hashem, and we need to be in awe of Hashem. Not in a paralyzing way, but in an inspiring way. There's no other relationship we have such as this. Every other relationship is either love or fear, either love or hate. This is the only one. Our relationship with our Creator that could have opposite feelings. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that in Brachos. It's the only one. Simcha v'gilu birada, says in Tehillim. What does that mean? Be happy in your fear. Gilu birada. What does that mean? It means it's complicated. But we have to realize, Ahavas Hashem and Yiras, those are two of the mitzvahs tmidios, every second of our life. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we could do it. We are Avdei Hashem. The Rambam says, just look around in the world around us. We could see Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. We just need to spend some time thinking about what we have, about seeing the cup half full, the Ahava, and how much we owe Him, the Yira, His infinite power, His infinite being. And this is how we approach Slichos. Because tonight we will say, HaNeshama Lafa Guf Shelach, Lanu Boshes HaPanim, phrases of Yira, phrases that make us shake, phrases that put us in awe. But we also say, Anenu Hashem Anenu. Misha Ana Avraham. We stand up proud, with confidence, and we say, You are our Father. And a father never rejects a son. And a father is just waiting for the child to come back. May Hashem give us the koach to get through, to stand true every day of our lives, especially at this time of year. Give us the Chachma and the Siyata Deshmaya as a nation, not as just as individuals, to be able to be Zoche through Avas Yisrael, through Avas Chinam, which is what we daven for three times a day. Sim Shalom Tova Bracha. Let's have Kavan in that Bracha, the last one. Imagine if every Jew had Kavan in the last Bracha. It'd be a different world. If every Jew would ask Hashem, please give us Shalom. He wouldn't give us Shalom. Siyata Deshmaya, we have to work on it ourselves. But there's so much we have to daven for through our Ava, through our Yira. Ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us these last couple of days of Tavshinayin Gimel. And we should all be Zochet to Ashnas Bracha and Geula Shleima.